aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray. And as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Dre's on Blaze. What are you saying?
Yes, sir. We're in the building. We're back in the building. You know what I'm saying? TBKS vibes. Mm-hmm. How are you, CZ?
Yeah, man. New week, new vibes, new music. And
always new music.
There's so much music to get through, actually. Yeah, so apologies to everyone else who we haven't been able to get to so far, but it's a lot. Yeah,
time is real.
We're trying, guys, we're trying. But yeah, you know, grateful. We're alive, we're breathing, so alhamdulillah.
Amen.
Yeah, let's get into it, man. I think, I'm very interested in today's episode because I think for you, this is like a proper, like real, real first time introduction to this artist.
Yeah.
So, today we're going to be reviewing Christy Lowe with a debut called A Glimpse Inside My Mind. For those who don't know Christy is basically like a, I don't know, it's like a soul, funk, pop,
gospel,
hybrid,
R&B,
you know, artist. Yeah, she's got the vibes, bro. And as far as I know, I think she's based in Cape Town, so she's part of that scene over there, you know, with like Anika and all of those people, Tyler, and you know. So it's a great scene right now in Cape Town. A lot is coming from there. Mila Smith as well. Some dope artists down there.
Nice.
And so I've been seeing Christy's name for a while, for the last couple of years actually. And I would say some of her videos on my Instagram so I can go back and like, you know, listen to the music or whatever. And then I saw that she dropped an album. I'm like, oh, I remember this name. And then I went and listened to the album. And I'm like, okay, this is actually really, really good. So I sent it to you. So what were your initial thoughts going into this one? And yeah, how do you feel about Christy Lowe?
Yeah. Christy Lowe. This is one of those gems, I think, that you've discovered once again. Honestly, for the most part, I can say I was blown away from my first introduction. Yo, I was quite enthralled, you know, for lack of a better word. Firstly, I will say, I think one thing that stuck out to me a lot was just her emotion, you know, the way she delivers. It's just, it feels like you're hearing the pain through the speakers, you know, on a lot of these songs. I think she's just able to convey that vulnerability to a point where I feel like a lot of artists have lost that connection to the listener these days. So it's so refreshing to kind of hear that, you know, from a newer artist, if you will. Although I know she's new to me, but just in the current mix of things, you know, she's really a unique sort of refreshing talent. And I think, you know, like you said earlier on, so many genres, gospel, soul, fun, like she mixes all these things together, bruh, so seamlessly, you know what I'm saying? Almost to a level of, bro, I honestly thought this was already an established international artist, bro. You know, one of them ones out there, like she just comes across that way. Like there's so much, I don't know, so much class and just so much elegance to how she delivers her music. I think for me it was definitely an interesting project. It was a nice introduction to this artist, definitely someone I'll be looking out for a long time, because you know, talent like this, you know, it's not only rare, but it's just I don't know, it's like refreshing to the soul to hear there's still artists who give themselves to their music this much, because you can kind of hear it, bruh. At least that's what it feels like to me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And then there's these live element feels also. It's not, it doesn't feel like we cooked this up in FL Studio. You know what I'm saying? It feels like mm-hmm. there's a band there. There's that energy. There's a different feeling that that live music element, like we always say, there's that feeling that it gives you. So for me, all in all, it was an amazing experience for the most part, definitely.
Shout out, man. Shout out. Let's get into it. The first song, I Am Fine. I thought this one definitely sets the tone. The songwriting is really good on this one. She's able to, like, create strong imagery, you know. And just the way it's written. I like the way it's written, you know. I could lie and say I'm fine. That line keeps popping up in my head whenever I listen to the song.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you know, those lies we tell ourselves and we tell others when you're going through things. Like, oh, no, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that, it's not that deep. I'm fine, guys. Yeah. You get me?
Yeah.
So I thought this was like a really, really good intro because it puts you in a specific headspace. It's okay. Here is a record that's going to be talking about loss, grief, recovery, repair, healing. You know, it really puts you in that zone immediately. And so I thought this was a really strong intro. What are your thoughts on I'm Fine?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely got that same sentiment there, where you definitely get those feelings of somebody who is, you know, and I think there are traits of this throughout the project, of sort of trying to find things or find excuses or things to almost brush off the pain. And I think that is one mm-hmm. of the first things that comes with healing. It's finding those distractions or those things. So this song, yes, it does speak to that of being like, you know what, it is what it is. I'm fine. I'm okay. But inside, you know, you're breaking, you know, and that's that's a very strong, like, showcasing of that. But yeah, like you said, just a deep way, a very nice, strong way to start the project. The songwriting, like you pointed out, very, very well written. I always love an artist who can sort of make you visualize what she's going through or what she's trying to get across to you. And I think she did that very well. There's a line even in here where she says, sometimes it's hard to miss you through the anger and the shame. Like, just even in that line, like, speaks so much to this song. And even it's just so relatable, you know, to missing that person. And even it's almost like it doesn't even matter on the level to which you miss them. They could be gone from your life, actually gone as a person, you know, it could be an ex. That line still holds the same, you know. You still feel that anger, you still feel that shame for maybe things you should have said or should have done, you know. So I love that she can sort of make it broad with her lyrics throughout this project. So yeah, man, a very strong intro, I will say.
Bro, she said, feel so weighed down, it's hard to breathe every time I hear your name, but it's better than this emptiness. I'd rather feel the pain. And it was just like a painful reminder that, like, even our emptiest moments will always be the heaviest to carry, you know? And yeah, man, I think this was just a really, really beautiful song. Yeah, it's dealing with any kind of loss is tough. And for her over here on this one, she's able to capture that moment and those feelings.
Exactly. Even in those harmonies at the end, you still feel those feelings. It's like they're translated through even the harmonies.
She's locked in the whole way through.
Crazy.
And then from there, we get to track two, Medicated, which, you know, coming from a song like I'm Fine, it makes sense why we'd get a song like this.
Yes.
Because how do we deal with the pain? We medicate in different ways. And with this song, you know, being medicated to a point where you can't really feel anything emotionally. I've never been on, like, you know, antidepressants or any of those things, but I speak to a lot of people who take these types of medications and stuff, and they tell me how, like, a lot of the time it's difficult because, yeah, it does like sort of pacify the darkness, but what it does on the other hand is it just makes you feel numb.
Yes.
To, you know, the feelings of life, you know.
Exactly.
So it's like this weird thing of like, if I take this medication, at least the pain will go away, but that means I won't feel anything at all. You know?
Yeah.
Which can be difficult because we are human beings, man. We're supposed to feel and express and go through all the emotions. So yeah, this song made me think a lot, man. What are your thoughts on Medicated?
Well, just starting there, I think this is one of the most well-written songs on the project. And just to start with a bar, which kind of relates to what you were saying, she says, there's no pill for the grief. And I think just even in that speaks to just what you said. Like, there is no fix. There's no quick fix. There's no something you can just take to deal with that pain. It might numb the sort of senses, but it's like the shadow of it is there still. It doesn't go away. And I think, you know, there's another song on this project, which, you know, I don't really want to talk about it too much now, but it also carries this, you know, as much as it carries this medicated, like, chill, like, you know, you just spaced out vibe. You know, I could imagine as somebody who might do, like, harder drugs or something, this is kind of the music they're kind of listening to, you know what I'm saying? It kind of carries that. But what I was going to say was, like, some of these songs just also carry this feeling of being medicated. Like, there's a happy tone, but then the lyrics are so dark. You know, and there's so much pain in what she's saying, you know, but the production might have that happy or that light feeling of being high or whatever the case may be. So the fact that she's able to also weave that in to her songs is pretty dope, bro. But yeah, man, I think this for me is personally one of my favorite songs on the project for how it was executed. And yeah, I just think it speaks to exactly what she's trying to get across.
In the first song, she was talking about dialing someone's number at 2 a.m., right? Which, of course, it tells you that she is spending her nights awake. She can't sleep. She's haunted by this ghost,
yeah,
you know, of someone who is no longer around in their life. And then on this song, Medicated, she opens up the song by saying, "Woke up at noon again." So it's almost like a continuation. It's like this day or like this night, you know. It's like I was up all night missing you and, you know, trying to reach to you on the other side, dialing your number, even though I know you're not going to be there. Just wanted to hear your voice. And it, like, it kept me up at night. And these meds are driving me crazy. I'm heavily medicated, so I sleep all day. I woke up at noon again. Alarm bells ringing in my head, you know. And so it's like everything is happening in her head. There's so much happening. There's so much going on. And so what does she do? She pops another pill to keep the tears back. You know, days melt into one. So everything is just, you know, everything is just merged into one. You don't know where the day begins or where it ends. You don't know where your pain begins and where it ends.
Yes.
It's all just a lot.
Yes.
You know?
And she kind of, kind of alludes to that a lot on the project, because she'll talk about things living rent-free in her mind. She'll always allude to all these things going on in her mind. So I do definitely feel what you're saying there for sure.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the project is called A Glimpse Inside My Mind, so definitely sticking to the
theme. But thank God she sticks to the theme, because sometimes people are just going left. they say it's therapy, but then there's party vibes happening. We don't know what's going on.
The next song, Can't Hold Me Down. Yeah, I thought this was a nice change a little bit, you know. This one feels more empowering. She feels more confident in this one. You know, less morose.
Starting to find her voice is what I would say.
What are your thoughts on Can't Hold Me Down.
Mm, yeah, like I was gonna say, this is where I feel like she's starting to find her voice slowly but surely. And I think you can hear it, like even just with the vocal delivery with this song, it's like you can hear her emotions splitting through the vocal, through the, like, what can I say? Like through the noise almost, you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's almost just a sharp piece. It's almost like she's trying to break through. Like there's just little like nuances like that throughout this project, which just tie everything together so nicely, bro. Which is another thing why I say I just feel like this, it just feels like there's so much experience in her, just the way she produces and she delivers. But yeah, man, the nostalgic vibe of this song, I love it. It just carries one of these old school vibes. I can't really pinpoint my finger to exactly what era I'm thinking of, but it gives me those vibes of back in the day. But yeah, her cadence feels so right on this type of production. And I think she starts to more so showcase her vocal ability here. You know what I'm saying? Because now she really started to turn it up. Because I feel like her temperature is a bit low when she's coming into the project, but the vibe of this project calls for that. You know what I'm saying? So I like that she's able to do that. So yeah, for me, it was just a strong song. I like that it was a bit of a shift and she was showcasing a bit more, you know? So yeah.
Yeah. And moving from that one, we have Being a Woman, which I thought it carries on that confidence I was talking about from the previous song. Where like she's, you know, finding her voice and like she's speaking up and she's expressing herself, expressing her opinions. There's this line that she has where she says, put the attitude away. Well, they say, put the attitude away, you're so much prettier when you smile, right? And it made me think about the things that you are told as a youth, you know.
Yeah.
If you're a boy, they'll say, hey, boys don't cry, boys do this, boys do that, boys don't show emotion. So you grow up, you know, indoctrinated in that mindset. And as a woman, same thing with young girls too, you know, put the attitude away.
Yeah.
You're so much prettier when you smile, don't wear too much makeup, you know, all of these things. And you grow up with these ideas that have been drilled into you. Someone else's ideas, by the way, not yours.
Exactly.
And so you've formed this identity based on someone else's voice, based on someone else's opinion. And it takes a while for you to find yourself and become your own person. And so I like what she's doing with this song. She's like this, she's naming those things and then she's dismantling them in real time.
Hey, and the way she does it, even in the song, is so nice, bro. You know?
Yeah, like, I love this song, man. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, man, this song, Being a Woman, this song just feels like it could be in those movies, bro. Those good movies of back in the day. I don't know about movies of today, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you see, even that part you mentioned, like that build-up part where she was even breaking it down, you know? Like, ah, man, phenomenal. That's exactly how you do these things in music. Like, that's how you get your point across in the best way possible. And she did it very well there. That was perfect. Like, for me, flawless song. Like, for what it is and for what it's trying to be, I think it does it well. I think, like you said, you hear the confidence. You hear that, you know, and also for the ladies, that's that confidence booster that you need. And I think she also executes it in a good way. You know what I'm saying? Lyrically, which she does throughout this project. I don't think she ever lacks on that. But yeah, for me, just a strong song. Yeah. Dope. Dope, dope stuff.
Banger. Shout out. And then, Glimpse Inside My Head, which is kind of like the title track, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, by the time we get to this point in the album, my expectations were quite high at this point. I'm like, okay, she's going
to
deliver.
She had to.
On the title track, you know.
I've, you know, I've title track boy. These
last three songs, like,
you can't drop the ball,
you know. And so, yeah, I was very, very interested to what I was gonna find in this one. And man, oh man, I am so happy with this song. Praise God, baby.
Hey, man,
this song is just is so good. It makes you wanna smack a kid in mackerel.
Oh no.
Yeah, Clemson inside my head, bro. Like, just for me, more than anything, it was the lyrics, it was the songwriting more than anything on this one. I can't sleep at night, thoughts are running wild like weeds in my mind. Try as I might, can't seem to pull them out. The roots are in
time. Jeez,
come on, man. Come on, man.
I didn't what even peep doing, that. Wait, what?
Come on. Come on,
dog. Nah, that's real bar action, bro. That.
What? That's come on, man. Bro. The pen is working.
Wait, which project is this? How many projects has she put out?
This is a debut.
No ways, boy.
Yeah. This is the debut still.
It's tough.
So like, Jesus. Bro, just that section right there, I was like, oh yeah, no, she's going in, you know? And as I was enjoying the song, I hear another line. She says, I tell myself it's all right. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. That sounds familiar. It's a call back to the first song where she said, I could lie and say I'm fine. I'm like, come on, man. She is
take us back
in.
Already. It's just your first project.
Yeah.
She already take us back.
Dog.
This is crazy.
Get me. Jeez. But anyway, okay. What are your thoughts on
Nah, definitely the highlight, like you said, is definitely songwriting here. You're over and beyond. I think you've definitely highlighted the key bars. Because they're definitely bars. But yeah, man, apart from the lyrics, man, just amazing production. I like the vibe the song gives me. Again, a relaxing vibe, but the lyrics, bruv. The lyrics will pierce your soul, bruv. You know what I mean? And she's able to do that throughout this project so much. And I love music like that, which has either juxtaposition or contradictory values to it, you know? I love songs like that because they represent what the human is. You know what I'm saying? Some days you're this, some days you're that. Some days you're more like you were 10 years ago. Some days you're completely different. You know what I'm saying? So I think just the feel of that and just the fact that we're dealing with the mind in this project, you know, so this being the title track also gives you such an insight to that too. So like you said, she didn't disappoint in making this what it was supposed to be. And I think she executed perfectly, bro. Perfectly, yeah. The depth, the vulnerability, the rawness, the honesty. It's too much, boy. It's too much.
In Medicated, she said, days melt into one. Brain's been swimming in a fog, right? She says brain's been swimming in a fog. So keep that in mind, because then in this song, she calls it back again. When she's talking about, you know, my fears keep clouding my sight. It's hard to tell what's real from what I've fantasized.
The linkage.
And that's another callback. The linkage. You know, it's linking the thread of what goes on in someone's mind when they're in the depths of grief, when they're in the depths of despair.
Bro.
This is what goes on. This is the cycle, you know? And yeah, with this song, even just like, I think it's in the hook where she says, take a glimpse into my mind, can't tell what you'll find. I'm not that way inclined. Wanted in chapter, verse, or line. Refined and redesigned. It's my favorite pastime. There's these stories that we tell ourselves when we're going through things. And these stories, we start to believe them and they become our reality. Even though it might not actually be a real thing, but these are the stories that we told ourselves. This is the narrative we told ourselves just to cope, right? And there's this line by Billie Eilish. I can't remember the exact line, but basically she's talking about how same thing as well, like, you know, when people ask her how she's doing, she says, I'm fine. She says, I think I'm bad at healing. every answer, that's why every answer sounds so rehearsed, you know, because it's these lines and these chapters that we tell ourselves in our heads, you know. And then when you finally speak to someone, you're not really telling them exactly what it is you're feeling. You're just regurgitating the script that you've told yourself in your head. So it's almost like a rehearsed answer of how you're feeling and not exactly how you're genuinely feeling. You get me? So this song, man.
But it's funny that you even talk about the Billie Eilish thing, because I think it's this song, and I think she does this in another song too, where she also kind of sounds a bit like the reference, like just to write the point home, because I think she even delivered those lines like in a Billie Eilish-esque manner, you know, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was this song. And, you know, we love those things because, you know, at the end of the day, it also speaks to, like you said, what the actual reference is talking about, you know what I'm saying, from Billie. So, yeah, man. It's depth in the music, the thread, the flippin' connectables. Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, no, shout out, dude. This is crazy.
Dog.
This is crazy. And then from there, we get into Don't Play It Cool. Now, up until this point on the album, I was really, really drawn in by the lyrics, the writing, the songwriting especially, right? But I feel like with this one, the music really shines here.
Yeah.
The production
yeah.
on this one. Vocal performance is great. Like, of course, it's great. But man, the production. Mm. And even just the way that her vocal is like in like this dance with the production, the way the bass guitar mimics her vocal runs in some of the parts of the song, the way she uses the BVs in parts of the song, it definitely elevates the song for me. And then like as you're thinking, yo, this shit is so good, and then comes the bridge, the sax comes in on the bridge. Like musically, this is definitely one of my favorites on the album. What are your thoughts on Don't Play It Cool?
You see, and this was another point I wanted to say earlier on, was that I feel like, you know, she feels like a lead vocalist, bro. You know, she actually feels like a lead vocalist, someone who can actually adapt to the beat, adapt to every song change, vibe, you know, like, and do it well and do it honestly, bro. You know, and that's what I feel about this song, because like you said, but for me, this song was mostly just a song, but a good song. Like lyrically, it didn't really go crazy or anything, but because she knows what to do with the beat, it's like there's that experience, there's that, you know, feeling at home type of thing, where it's like, okay, I know exactly the emotions I need to evoke here, you know, I know exactly where this needs to go. And that's the highlight, because she complements the production, like you say. It's like she's in that dance, this tango with the production. And that's a very, very strong, you know, suit of an artist that these days it's very hard to find people who are able to adapt so easily and in a way that doesn't feel like you're just being a chameleon. Like, oh no, your voice just sounds good on these beats. Mm. You take us there. You take us to where it needs to go, even though the song might not be amazing lyrically. But now we can appreciate it so much more just for what it is, the production. And because maybe you also understand that, okay, my lyrics might not be the strongest point on this song, but I'm going to make sure that my presence, my delivery, my energy, you're going to feel it. And it's going to complement everything else. So I think that was the highlight for me with this track for sure.
Yeah, I like this one. It's a groove. It's definitely a groove. And from there, we get to another banger called Time With You. Mm-hmm. For me, like, if I am Christie's team, I am pushing this as the single.
On radio. That was my first line. I said, bro, this got to go on radio,
single,
bro.
Fourth single or whatever. This is the radio banger, bro. This is that one. You get me?
Definitely.
Yeah, like just the way it starts. You know, what was funny is that like it made me think of what's Shorty's name, bruh? A Marie. Remember A Marie? One thing.
Yes,
It's this one thing that's
definitely,
got. Yeah. So like
definitely.
the production on that song. So when I heard that, I'm like, hey, it's got that A. Marie vibe. You get me? That was like my first thought when I heard this song. And then at some point, she actually says something to that effect of, boy, you know, there's just one thing that I want more than anything. And I don't know if that's like intentional that she phrased it that way, of like there's just one thing. Because like I said, for me this is very, you know, much in the same vein as A. Marie's
Yes,
One
one
Thing, the
thing.
classic banger.
Yes,
Yeah.
bro.
So I don't know if it's like intentional or if it's just like a, you know,
I know.
either
There's too many
way, I love how
coincidences
it
for it not
happened.
to be intentional. Like, there's too many threads, bro. You
I don't know,
know?
but I love this song, man. This is a banger. Heater. What are your thoughts on this one?
Definitely, I agree with you. Definitely, the radio thing came into play. It carries that nostalgia that feels like pop radio, but also feels new to this day, like not old type of vibes. But yeah, and her cadence also reminds me of another song. I don't know what song it is, but the way she says, "I'm staring at the flowers you bought me," like it's like I'm staring at the, like it reminds me of, I can't remember what song it is, bruv, but it just takes me back. Like, I just love artists who will just incorporate those subtle, you know, just subtle nostalgic things, because I feel like, especially with radio, you need those things to kind of just trick the ear a bit. You know what I'm saying? Through, oh, this kind of, you know, takes me back to this moment, but still, it's her expression. It's a new feeling. It doesn't feel like it's something she's copying and pasting, but she's drawing from that energy and she's kind of recycling it and giving it back to us through her, which I love it when artists do so. That it gave me, this song gave me those type of vibes as well. But yeah, man, hey, but the gospel vibes at the end of this track, I was too fire, bruv. Like the way this track ended, bro. Yeah,
She took a situation.
it was so nice. But you felt it, bro. Like even spiritually, there was like a spiritual thing going on there, bro. Like you even felt, like everybody in the room felt it, bro. Like, damn, woo! You know? We went there, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I love that. That was also displayed too. And there's, I love moments like that that just feel organic too. Like it just brings this realness to the music as well. You know what I'm saying? Like you hear that emotion right after the song, after the recording type of vibe. But yeah, man. For me, definitely, like you said, it's one that needs to go to radio, pushed as a single. I think it definitely does what it needs to do. It's got that hook. Just hit, checks all the boxes, man. Checks all the boxes. So beautiful track. I love it, man. And the sax too, going
It's
crazy.
funny you mentioned the gospel thing.
Yeah.
I wrote an article, I think, a few weeks ago, and it's on the website. And this article is basically talking about how a lot of like really well-written R&B song about devotion and love, they mirror songs, or they mirror gospel songs. About devotion to God. And I wrote this article like in depth. It's crazy. And so the fact that you're talking about this song, a song where, you know, she's talking about like how like this deep feeling and deep desire for this person, and you're saying that it takes you to a gospel state of mind. It's exactly what I wrote about weeks ago. So I thought that was just interesting. Yeah, people must go check it out. Stay on the website. Anyway, final track. Narcissist Playbook. Hey, narcissists, boy. They're everywhere these days. Yeah, what are your thoughts on this one, man? This one's such a such a witty, clever, fun, you know, it was a nice way to end an album like that. I thought it might have been like ending on like a very, like, you know, sad,
me
heavy,
too, that's exactly what I was gonna say,
note. Mm. But I like that she just ended with this one, just like, ah, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
you get me.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this one?
Now, for me, this song was like those songs. It's kind of like you didn't expect it. You didn't really think she was gonna take it there, but I love the fact that she went there. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And to place it at the end as just a little like caveat to everything else is really nice, because it's just giving us more variety. And you know, another thing is engagement. I was very engaged throughout this project. I feel like with a lot of projects these days, bro, I seem to lose focus or concentration somewhere along the way. It's not very engaging, but this is one thing she's able to do. Even with the sequencing, the structure, everything about this project kept me there, you know, and that's one thing I do want to highlight. But yeah, going back to this track, one thing I can say, the mix of the sax and the guitar on here was so fire, bruv. Like the electric guitar, the sax, the guitar solo was going crazy. This was just a perfect way to end it. And it also feels like the end of a show. You know what I'm saying? You know when you give your band the chance to shine, bro. You're like, ah, what on the drums? And then he's hitting, he's like, yeah. It's going crazy. You know? So it also felt like that moment. And just look how the last track ended. Even with the band sort of, you know, going, woo, you know, taking that breather. So this is almost like that breather, that come down too, bro. It's just crazy, bro. The way this came together, I don't know if these things are intentional. Like, it's just, it's mind-blowing when you see it for what it is. But yeah, man, just a nice way to finish the project. And another thing I want to highlight is, it goes back to the thing I always say when artists are trying something that feels new or that just feels like it's hardly done, or it feels like would be risky for them to do. One thing I love is that the person, it's almost like those movies when people, they take like 2 years to get into the role, and then they play the role and everyone's like, oh my God, how's this guy so good? But it's like they got into character, they became that person, and they took it there. And that's what I feel from songs like this. It's like you didn't expect her to take it there, but she took it there, you know? So it's almost like I can equate it to a phenomenal actor who's able to do that type of thing. So it was a really nice way to sort of close the show for me, you know what I'm saying? All in essence. So yeah, man, strong way to close.
Hey, shout out, man. Hey. Yeah, great closer. Mm. Christy Lowe, Glimpse Inside My Mind. I love this. I really love this project. Yep. And I'm so happy that you also enjoyed it.
I loved it, bro.
Because like when I sent it to you guys, I'm like, just listen to it. You know, like, it's fine if you don't like it, but just listen to it.
There's no way we couldn't have. This is amazing, bro.
Yeah, you know. So, yeah, Christy Lowe, A Glimpse Inside My Mind. I think that as a writer, she's really showing what she can do. And I think that she's able to, just use different ways of writing to tell her story. I really appreciate that. For me, the songwriting was one of my favorite things on this project. Sonically, the album sits comfortably between retro soul and contemporary R&B. There are the jazz, you know, tinged phrases, the bass-driven confrontations, and like even like the pop stuff we're talking about earlier. All of these things keep the songs immediate. They don't drench them into, you know, nostalgic tropes. And so, yeah, I think for me, this is what makes her stand out in terms of artists who try to use retro, I guess, what do you call them, retro tools. To tap into people's nostalgia, tap into, you know, a time long gone. I think that even though some of her songs, so I think for her, what stops the album from being nostalgic pastiche is like specifically how she's writing about specific things. think to, like, you know, at the beginning she's talking about late night 2 a.m. calls, even just the breath held before saying a hard thing, the domestic image of flowers or lipstick. These are small things, small detail that she's listing throughout the album, and it just keeps it
Very
grounded in, like,
focused.
you know, in now, yeah, in like the now. And so these concrete details, they root the throwback textures in the present feeling. So it doesn't just feel like it's nostalgic pastiche like that. So I like this album, man. I really do like this. Shout out Chrissy Lowe. Amazing body of work. Yeah, and that brings us to the end. This has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Dwayze on Blaze. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.